There are two short readings that I would like to share with you this morning. The first is from the Gospel according to Matthew, and the second is from the Gospel according to John. Matthew chapter 26 from verse 20. And it's Jesus sharing the Passover meal with his disciples. When it was evening, he took his place with the 12, and while they were eating, he said, "Truly I tell you, one of you will betray me." And they became greatly distressed and began to say to him one after another, "Surely not I, Lord." He answered, "The one who has dipped his hand into the bowl with me will betray me. The Son of Man goes as it is written of him, but woe to that one by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. It would have been better for that one not to have been born." Judas, who betrayed him, said, "Surely not I, Rabbi." He replied, "You have said so." While they were eating, Jesus took a loaf of bread, and after blessing it, broke it and said, "Take, eat, this is my body." And then from John chapter 21 and from verse 15. When they had finished breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these?" He said to him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Feed my lambs." A second time he said to him, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" He said to him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Tend my sheep." He said to him the third time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Peter felt hurt because he said to him the third time, "Do you love me?" And he said to him, "Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Feed my sheep." Amen. My message this morning is a very short message. I love both these passages of Scripture because they tell us much about Jesus when we take time to ponder them. They are powerful, poignant passages that reflect much of the character of Christ, the kind of person he was, and what other people saw in him. Considering the context of our theme this morning, faithfulness, these two passages are especially important. For when one considers what they're about, one is about betrayal and the other is about denial. Judas, according to the Gospels, is the one who betrayed Jesus, supposedly grew disillusioned with him, and so handed him over to the religious authorities who passed him over to the Romans. Peter, the can-do disciple, and indeed their spokesman, the eager one who often spoke too quickly and put his foot in it. The one who told Jesus not to worry, that he would protect him, or at the very least, would die trying. Both these men who had been with Jesus, who knew him intimately, had listened to his teaching, failed. They failed him. They failed their Lord, they failed their master. One through pride, perhaps anger, perhaps greed, and the other through fear. Big, burly Peter, when asked by a servant girl whether he knew Jesus, said, "No, I don't know the man, not once, but three times." Just imagine that. Imagine the state of Peter's heart and mind breaking, probably even as he formed the words. He was the one who had called Jesus the Messiah, and in the twinkling of an eye, he had denied that he ever knew the man. But what did Jesus do? How did Jesus act? In Matthew's Gospel, Jesus did what I believe is remarkable, considering what had just taken place between himself and Judas. While they were eating, we are told, Jesus took a loaf of bread, and after blessing it, he broke it, and he gave it to his disciples. He also gave thanks with a cup, and told his disciples to drink of it. The remarkable thing in Matthew's gospel for me is the fact that even though he and Judas had had words and they knew what was about to take place, Jesus broke the bread and blessed the wine for all his disciples. He didn't, according to the author of Matthew's gospel, tell Judas to get lost. What we witness in Jesus is faithfulness. Faithfulness to God and the ways of God's kingdom, but also faithfulness to those whom He loved. A love which went way beyond what anyone could offer Him, whether good or bad. Even though Judas would betray Him, Jesus would love Him. He would remain faithful to who and what He was. We witness the same thing in the story of Peter. We know that Peter was heartbroken by what he did. We know that after his denial of Jesus, he went out and wept bitterly. And Jesus would have had every right to be furious with Peter, to want his guts for garters. But in the passage we've read this morning on the beach after breakfast, according to the author of John's Gospel, Jesus, taking Peter aside, put paid to his denials. Three times Peter denied him. Three times Jesus asked, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" And what we witness in this wonderful story is not only redemption, but redemption through an act of faithfulness on the part of Christ. Peter had done his very worst. He had denied the one he loved and called his master. Yet not even that was bad enough for Jesus, who lifted Peter up and healed Peter's brokenness and remained true to God and to himself and to those he had called. How do we react to such things in our own lives? When these kinds of things, perhaps not so drastic, but when these kinds of things happen, I think the answer is badly. Because often we want to pay like for like. Jesus shows us another way, a way that honors God, honors one's own integrity, honors the other, and honors the way of God's kingdom through faithfulness. Now, just as an aside, a factoid if you like, people often wonder why Jesus asked Peter if Peter loved him more than his other disciples. They wonder why he asked the question. Wasn't it a little unfair after all? How could Peter know what was going on in the other men's hearts? But there's another way of understanding this. That when Jesus asked, "Do you love me more than these?" He was presenting Peter with a choice. Did he want to go back to his old life of fishing? After all, he was the first disciple to suggest it, or would he still choose to follow Jesus? And that is why, at the end of their discussion, Jesus said to Peter, "Follow me." Amen.